My name's Tony.
I'm Khalid.
Hi, Khalid.
Somebody just wait.
You can stop this.
Stop what?
What's happening inside?
What's
the folks? The folks you dropped off.
What's happening inside?
Your friend went in to murder her baby. Your friend went in to murder her baby.
What for?
You dropped two people off. And they walked into that building.
Well,
and you've got. Do you have worship? Do you have worship music on?
Yeah. But maybe they're dying here.
What's that?
Maybe they're dying here.
Yes. That's why you. That's why your friend came. Khalil, is it?
Khalid.
Khalid. Khalid, you know that. Khalid, you couldn't possibly have brought him here not knowing why they were going in.
I didn't.
Well, Khalid, you're listening to worship music while you're driving the getaway car for a murder that's about to take place. So if you truly are a follower of God and not just a play Jesus kind of guy, you're going to go in there and you're going to plead with your friends to do the right thing.
I mean, you can leave the water, but I mean, at the end of the day...
Leave the water? I don't understand.
For the whore. But you can't make them drink.
But you're listening to worship music.
I can hear the congestion. At the end of the day, that's all I can do.
But you brought them here.
Not accepting it, though.
You are.
Not Look, accepting it technically.
No, this is how you accepted it technically, okay?
Yeah.
If you and I were friends and I said, look, I need a ride to the 7-Eleven. I need some money. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get some money.
Yeah.
Look, man, I don't think you should rob the 7-Eleven is what you tell me. I don't think you ought to do that, but I'm your friend, so I'll drive you. But I'm telling you, don't do it. And they go in, and he goes in, and he not only robs the 7-Eleven, but he shoots the cashier.
Yeah.
Guess what happens to you?
I'm out of jail too,
you go to jail for murder, man.
Me, wasn't aware of what...
You're aware now. You're aware now. I know. She's not. She just walked in. It's going to take a while for them to prep her. You've got to do the right thing. You've got to be a man of courage. No man of God would sit outside listening to gospel music while a baby they brought to this place, knowingly or not, is being murdered. You've got
to
do the right thing.
But who is to say that they're actually being murdered? Her baby can come tomorrow, come the next day. I mean, this is not for certain that her baby's going to die.
That's why they're here. What do you think they're doing? They're aborting babies. She went in for an abortion. She went in for an abortion.
Maybe she's not ready or she's not willing to. Maybe that's God.
That's why. No, look. Look, you're listening to worship music on the way in. Right? You're affirming her. And you're playing worship music. And she might think she's right with God right now by murdering her child because her Christian friend, listening to gospel music on his stereo, brought her here to murder her child. Man, get in there. I can't go in there. You can. Do the right thing. If you love God, if you love Christ, then show it by your fruit, young man.
But I also love Christ to know that if the person is not ready to take care of that child, then it's not needed to have.
Where in the Word of God, young man, does it say that if it's inconvenient, it's okay to murder a baby? Please show me.
It's not a baby yet.
It is a baby.
It's not fully developed.
Come on. You believe the Word of God?
I believe the Word.
You were to believe the Word of God. Can you turn that down just a smidge? Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depth of the earth, your eyes see my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. God says, that little boy or girl is a baby. God says, the God you claim to believe in, the God you claim to worship, it doesn't matter how you feel. What matters is what is true and what is right and what is good. Is this your friend here?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell him that you were bringing your girlfriend in to murder her child?
I wasn't aware.
He knew. Do you claim to be a Christian too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
You didn't know. You come on, man. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to God. You two young men are trampling under your feet the blood of Jesus Christ. You are mocking the one you claim. Yes. Yes, and we've off. Yes, absolutely. Now, what are you going to do? If she needs money, we'll give it to her. If she needs a place to stay, we'll give it to her. If she needs help finding an adoptive family, we'll give it to her. If she needs someone to buy her diapers, we'll do it. Now, what's the excuse? None. Don't claim to be a Christian if you're going to sit out here while a baby is being murdered in that building. Do the right thing. Man up. You can.
She's grown. That's my big cousin. I told her don't get rid of the baby.
But you walked her in.
Because I had to say that I was going to come back and pick her up.
Neither one of you had to bring her here. You could have stood up and said, you were wrong, and because we love you and we love that baby, we're not going to drive you to murder your child.
No,
the blood of the hand of this baby is on your hands, gentlemen. It is. You can't run from your conscience on this one. You can come up with all the excuses you want. But man, if you go into a church tomorrow morning raising your hands and singing hallelujah, you're hypocrites and you're bound for hell. You're hypocrites and you're bound for hell. Because on Saturday afternoon, you helped with the murder of a child, and on Sunday morning you say, hallelujah, praise Jesus. That's hypocrisy, and no hypocrite will enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah, you could laugh, young man, but there's no laughing in hell. God laughs at his enemies. This is serious, man. There is a baby about to be murdered in there, and you've helped. You're right. Any one of them right? Any one of them good? You really willing to stand before God and say, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform many mighty miracles in your name? And have him say to you, depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. I never knew you. No man who knows Jesus Christ sits here and makes excuses for the woman they brought in to murder their child. Man up. Be like Christ. You know what I'm telling you is true. You know it. Because God has given you a conscience.
Yeah.
Then do the right thing.
I talked to her daughter, though.
Then go back and plead with her until you have no voice like I have no voice. Plead with her. Beg her. And tell her you won't be picking her up. Do the right thing. The Word of God says in Revelation 21:8, gentlemen, that the coward will have his part in the lake that burns with sulfur and fire, which is the second death. The Lord does not see you as Christ followers at this moment. He sees you as cowards who are trampling under his feet the blood. Go. On what basis? Now you're going to run away.
I thought we didn't know.
No, you know now. You know now. You know now. You are not innocent. You are not going to be able to claim innocence or ignorance, young man. You are accepting it because you're not going to do anything about it. You can tell yourself until you're blue in the face, and you're going to go to some church in Bompton or somewhere else, and you're going to praise Jesus tomorrow. You're going to praise Jesus tomorrow while you had a hand in murdering a child. You do not know Christ.
All I want.
You haven't told her anything, young man. You haven't told her anything.
I was just.
You know. You know now. You know now.
I'm not going inside, though.
I know. I know, because no coward knows Christ.
She's so kin to me. She's an associate.
Does Jesus not say to love your neighbor as yourself?
Why are you telling her?
I'm not allowed in the building. Hello. I'm not allowed in the building. I'm out here preaching outside the window. Every person that comes in, we plead with them. Really? You want to go there?
Why didn't you tell her before she walked in?
Someone did. I was preaching to the lobby window. You should do it. Don't put this on me, young man. When you stand before God, you're not going to say, hey, Tony should have preached to her. Yeah. Neither one of you men know Christ. The wrath of God abides on both of you until you do the right thing. You don't know Christ. You don't know Christ. No hypocrite enters into the kingdom of God.
Christians, it's okay.
What's that?
Is that what their premise was?
What?
We're Christians.
Yeah, we're Christians, and we didn't know what she was going to do.
Well, now that you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do about it?